USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are expected to hit the roads this Thanksgiving, AAA putting that number at more than 53 million. That's a 13% increase, and it comes a year after folks were advised to stay home due to the pandemic. Air travel is expected to jump 80% over last year, with more than 4 million passengers. However, 90% of all travel will still be done by car. The FBI is now part of a criminal investigation into what went wrong at a Houston concert where 8 people died last Friday. It happened when fans rushed the stage, and Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena says there are also reports of possible druggings.
There was some evidence that some drugs were present there at the event. There was one report of a security guard that described a needle prick to the neck.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The White House is again touting the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that President Biden is set to sign this week. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo focusing on the expansion of broadband access across the United States.
We must connect all Americans, regardless of where they live, to high-speed, affordable Internet.
Raimondo saying too many poor and rural communities do not have affordable high-speed Internet access. The public is getting a chance to lay flowers Tuesday at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery. It marks the first time in nearly a century that the public will be allowed to pay respects and lay flowers at the base of the tomb. The opportunity comes as Veterans Day on Thursday marks the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, which holds the graves of 3 unknown American service members. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
According to the most recent Rasmussen poll, 2/3 of U.S. voters don't believe illegal immigrants have the right to sue the U.S. government, and as for settlement payments for families separated at the border, most think the proper amount is zero. The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that only 17% of likely U.S. voters think illegal immigrants should be allowed to sue the U.S. government, while 66% say they shouldn't be able to file such lawsuits. 17% are not sure. This, as Congressman Chip Roy of Texas tells Fox News, the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border is continuing, along with a host of other issues.
We're losing care. We got Border Patrol agents that we're bleeding out. About half of our Border Patrol agents may leave. Law enforcement that are not on the job in New York. Firefighters that are missing. Why? Because of an unnecessary virtue signaling mandate from a president who barely even knows where he is in the morning.
Lawsuits are being filed in connection with the deadly stampede at a concert in Houston, and now the FBI is involved. The Bureau is looking into what happened at the Astroworld Festival last Friday when 8 people were killed as fans rushed the stage. It happened during a performance by rapper Travis Scott, and the crowd size was estimated to be at least 50,000. Hundreds of concertgoers were hurt in addition to those who were killed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.